Welcome to Syracuse Speaks, a Syracuse Crunch-centric podcast. I'm your host, Alex Ackerman. This is season 6 of Syracuse Speaks. Let's get started. All right. Hey, hey, y'all. We are back. Things have been a little bit crazy. Things have been a little bit weird, but we are back. We have a slightly new recording setup, and you probably noticed, but I started using some of Spotify's special effects and music in my intro, and you'll notice it in the transitions and in the outro too. Changing things up a little bit. It is season 6 now, and things have changed for me as far as hockey coverage goes. So let's just attack the elephant in the room right now and spend some time chatting about it. For those of you who follow me on my personal Twitter, at Allovimo, A-L-L-O-V-I-M-O, you saw a message, God, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks now ago, that basically was like, hey, just to let you all know, we don't get to say goodbye over on Field Pass Hockey, which is absolutely 100% true. Wasn't putting them on blast, was just simply stating a fact. Whether or not I disagree with that fact, irrelevant. It's just a fact. So we don't get to say goodbye over there. Just to let you all know, I'm leaving Field Pass Hockey and Syracuse Speaks is staying with me because I own it. Just an FYI, wanted to give you all the heads up that you could still continue to find this podcast that I hope that you have come to know and love over the past 6 seasons, which is still fairly unbelievable to me, where you've always found it. That was really the point of the message. I don't wish anyone over at Field Pass Hockey ill. I made a lot of great friends over there, and many people have followed me from Field Pass Hockey over to my personal Twitter. And I hope that there are many people who used to get the podcast through Field Pass Hockey who are now listening to it through their favorite podcast hosting service. That is my hope. And that is really all I wanted to say on the topic, at least on Twitter, because I didn't really think I needed to make a big deal out of it. I made the decision to leave for personal reasons. I was getting a little burned out with having to worry about a specific schedule for posting. I'm sure you noticed that the month of June was a little sparse for me. The month of July was a little sparse for me. Y'all know what's going on in my life if you've been listening along all this time. If you haven't, welcome. I just recently moved down to the Southern Tier. So I was living in the Finger Lakes. Now I'm down in the Southern Tier, still covering Syracuse Crunch Hockey, still here, still the same podcast, just not having the extra step of a posting schedule that's super specific and having to write up a quote-unquote article around the podcast episode. Right now, I'm just loving life, no thoughts, just vibes, being able to put it out there on the platforms with just whatever little blurb I want to put and not having to worry about that. I am definitely the type of person where once I make a commitment to something, I take that very seriously. I made a commitment to Field Pass Hockey to post twice a month on, I would submit the episode on a Sunday, again, twice a month, so that the editors could get it out the following Monday. That was the commitment I made to them. That was the commitment I was beginning to feel was burdensome to my own personal mental state. And just because everything I had going on, it was just a lot. The last podcast episode I actually put out was on July 4th because I had the day off from work. I had some time. Field Pass Hockey decided to force a break on their writers. I do not begrudge their editors their time and space at all. But Field Pass Hockey was like, hey, no one's posting for the entire month of July, which is free agency and a lot of things actually going on that we could be talking about. I was a little confused by this, but we weren't asked for our input as contributors. So I just said, fine, I'm going to put this out on my own and go from there. I put it out on July 4th. The episode did extremely well, and it kind of got me thinking that maybe it was time to go independent again for a little while. Nothing against them. Everything is fine as far as I'm concerned, and That's really where we are. I'm in a little bit of a different setup here in my apartment. I keep trying to find some ways to make this work with the electronics and the space that I have to work with now, which is different than what I had in my old apartment. And I'm really loving the funky vibes that the music and little breaks from Spotify are giving the podcast. So hopefully you all appreciate the new fresh look. And this is where we are with Syracuse Speaks. As I said, the podcast is now in its sixth season. It started in 2019, so it's pretty incredible to me that we're now in season number six. And as far as I'm concerned, still going strong. Not a whole lot is going to change with the podcast just because I'm not officially affiliated with anybody. The team still certainly knows who I am. I've been a fan for 20 years. I've been talking about this team on the internet since 2008. It's not like I'm a stranger. I know where to find them, and they know where to find me. So, not worried about that. Still very much good friends with Patrick Williams. I still have a lot of connections out there in the hockey world that I can have on the podcast. So, I don't actually anticipate that much is going to change. I think that that's really all I have to say. I just wanted to take this time to just kind of talk with you all about that transition and what my thoughts were around it and what this is all going to look like. And we actually have, much to my surprise, some crunch news to talk about. Maybe I wish we had a little bit more, also not gonna lie, but some is good. So stay tuned for that after the jump. One of the bigger pieces of news that broke last month that I haven't had a chance to chat with you all about yet is that the team has their 2013, 2014, 30th anniversary schedule. 72 games. Again, the entire American Hockey League is now on the same schedule of 72 games, which is fantastic. The team will open their regular season Friday, October 13th in Utica. I know that's shocking, and I was so surprised to see Utica on the team's opening night schedule. But the great news is that we get one of those 14 games that Syracuse plays against the Comets off the total right away. So, hey, fine. If you're looking for a silver lining, I guess that's it. So, Syracuse will be in Utica on Friday, October 13th to open their season. And then the following night, they will be at home against Bridgeport, which I thought was an interesting opening night opponent. I don't think I remember an outside of the outside of the division opponent for Syracuse for opening night in a while. Obviously, AHL schedule makers do what they can do with magnets and trying to fit in everybody's wishes and figuring all of this out. So, for whatever reason, the Crunch plays Bridgeport during their opening night. And that will indeed be their 30th home opener. So I am sure that Jim Cirosi and Howard Dolgan and company will have an amazing night planned with plenty of nostalgia. Side note, how amazing has the graphics been that the team has been using for the schedule announcement, the hype up for the schedule announcement, and then for another announcement that I'm gonna check in on in a bit. So 90s themed with the 90s Windows computer and the video game antics and the 90s infomercial vibe that Lucas Favalli has just been capturing perfectly. I mean, he must have been Billy Mays in another life, right? Like, it's been amazing. So the team has been doing some really creative things with the nostalgia of 1994, 1995. I'm foreseeing a lot of fun with this. So, regardless of how the team turns out, gels, regardless of what the new coaching staff does and how that all works out. I'm still not feeling super confident, but good vibes only right now. So regardless of how the season turns out, I can guarantee that at least all of that is going to continue to be top-notch because what we have seen already has been fabulous. As mentioned, Syracuse will play 14 matches against the Utica Comets, 12 against Rochester, 8 against Laval, Belleville, and Toronto, 4 against Cleveland, Providence, Wilkes-Barre, 2 against Bridgeport, Hartford, Hershey, Lehigh Valley, and Springfield. As expected, no surprises there. Syracuse's schedule will continue to be Eastern Conference centric because travel costs, especially right now, they're just too high. Syracuse can't go play teams in the Western Conference, unfortunately, and they're going to continue to play teams around them. After all, one of the reasons why the Lightning moved their farm team to Syracuse was because they wanted them to get in more practice time and have less travel time getting to games. That is a goal of the organization, that continues to be a goal of the organization, and it keeps things financially solvent. I believe that's the right way to put that. So, hey, it is what it is. We can complain about it all we want, but chances are we won't be seeing a shift in that unless the American Hockey League itself decides to start shifting around divisions and maybe making it so that one division, which I think is the Pacific, but I could be wrong, doesn't have 10 teams in it. So, we also found out that the playoff schedule with the play-in rounds and all of that lovely nonsense will still continue to happen. So that'll be something to look forward to. The majority of teams in the division making it into the playoffs will also continue to be something that will happen. So not much is changing. Not much is changing in the crunch schedule, and not much is changing in the way the AHL does things. And let's power through the rest of summer, and it will be good to get to the home opening weekend. Something else that won't change in Crunchland, and I know that this in particular was something that Crunch fans were waiting for, were hoping for, were not sure was going to happen, but we are here, we have arrived. Daniel Walcott will be back in Syracuse this upcoming season playing for the Crunch. What the holdup was, we will probably never know. I have no clue. I have not heard a thing. I don't know if Walcott was testing the market, seeing if there was a two-way contract out there, if there was negotiations between himself and the Lightning about what the contract was going to look like. I have no clue. I don't have any kind of a crystal ball or any way into all of this. What I can tell you is exactly what has been presented. Walcott is back with the Crunch. He has been signed to a one-year AHL contract. So this is interesting to me. You now have two of Syracuse's most impactful players, and I think you could make an argument for that based on how the team plays with these two players, Walcott and, of course, Captain Gabriel Dumont, out of the roster versus how they play in the roster. So I'm going to go with that. You now have Syracuse's two most impactful players in the organization on AHL contracts. As a crash course in AHL only contracts, those players cannot be recalled to the National Hockey League unless their contract is rolled into an NHL contract. And that is a very rare situation. In fact, in organizational history, at least their affiliation with Syracuse, the only person I can remember that happening to midseason was JP Kotte, very famously so. So basically, you have two players now who are really making the statement that not only is hockey important for them to still continue to play at their professional level, but that Syracuse is valuable enough to them as a destination for their career that they are willing to sign AHL contracts and just be with the Crunch. They don't have to worry about waivers with AHL contracts, thank goodness. But they also don't have to, quote unquote, worry about being recalled to the NHL. So it's fascinating to me that these two players in particular have made that type of a statement that they are willing, for lack of a better term, to play in Syracuse on AHL only contracts. Now, in my opinion, AHL only contracts give players stability. It gives their families stability. Last time I knew, Walcott was getting married or has gotten married this past summer, so he now has that kind of thing to consider. It allows them to know where they're going to be all season long. AHL contracts very seldom get traded. Usually you're just in it. You're there, you're with the team you're signed with, and you're going to be there. That's where you're going to be. So for AHL fans in particular, it's exciting to see players of this level signing those types of contracts with the Syracuse Crunch. It says a lot about the organization. It says a lot about the fan base, and it is absolutely not to be discounted or considered a negative because to me, it really speaks to the strengths of the city, the support, and the organization in general that these players feel and see when they play in Syracuse. It's very exciting to see that Walcott was back. I make no secret of how much I value what he does for the community, what he does for the fan base, and what he does in that dressing room. I think the Crunch is stronger for having him. And I would be saying that even if the depth didn't look like it currently does, because holy goodness gracious, it's August 6th as of recording this, and I am still kind of hoping for, I don't know, someone else, anyone else to come under contract. The depth in the organization is a little scary right now, especially on the blue line, but really overall, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. For right now, though, we're going to focus on the fact that Daniel Walcott is back and is guaranteed at least one more season with the Syracuse Crunch. I think that will do it for this week's episode. As always, thank you so much for listening. I crave interactions and feedback, so please feel free to get in touch with me over Twitter. And I'm still calling it Twitter because I refuse to call it the new name. My personal Twitter is at Allovimo, as always, Allovimo. Keep taking care of each other out there in Crunchland, and I will see you next time.